Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt. Two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive. Bit Season, couple of regular guys. It's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh. It's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, welcome to Bit Season, everybody. It's Drab T-Shirt here.
It's Matt Valdez. Hope everyone had a great 4th of July weekend and the week off from Bit Season. Hopefully you caught up on some episodes that we did or went back and listened to some of your favorites.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to do a show last week. Our apologies, but you'll keep it moving here. It is summertime, a lot of vacations and a lot of holidays, so we can just do the best that we can do here.
I like that sentiment, Drab.
Hey, Valdez. I know we got a lot to catch up on as far as the Junkies show on, with Cakes at the World Series of Poker. He went to San Diego. All kinds of stuff. Tilt of the weeks that I'm sure we can get into. But I actually just want to get started on something I haven't even talked to you about yet.
It's a surprise.
No, it's just more of a topic out of the gate here that I've just been thinking about.
Okay.
And I saw a couple headlines about it, and then I'm reading a story. I think it's on Barstool. I'm not sure about how. You know, we love nostalgia.
We do.
Everybody loves nostalgia.
We're not the only ones.
There is an article about how house parties are no longer a thing.
Oh, I read this morning.
All right. There was one on Barstool, and now it looks like there's something on Time.com that says we need to bring back house parties. This is one of the things that just like escaped my brain that didn't think it was a possibility that
they would go extinct.
High school gatherings would be no longer a thing.
I would think house parties are a staple.
It all started because there was a post on Reddit, I think under, Gen X or something like that, it says.
What's that? Is that like the hashtag category?
For Gen Xers to post on Reddit. So a Gen Zer says, I love, it's a screen grab of a 90s party. It looks like it's Clueless. Yeah. I love the 90s and 2000 movies so much. All these teen movies have these party scenes. They look like so much fun. I'm Gen Z, and I have never, ever been to anything like this. So was this like a thing that just doesn't happen anymore, or is Hollywood trying to make me hate my life even more?
Oof.
All right. And then I guess it was reposted in the Gen X page on Reddit. I just never processed that. I know everyone likes to give Gen Z a hard time that they don't do anything, they don't socialize.
They are kind of the millennial whipping boy.
But I just always assumed that was like a certain faction of that group. But of course, I would always think that going to house parties, like how does that not happen?
Especially nowadays, I feel like.
I know drinking is down for teens.
Yeah.
But it's down
99%. Yes, there's teens out there still getting wasted.
All the time.
There's still high schoolers getting in trouble.
But there was also house parties you would go to, and not everybody was drinking
true.
At these things.
Yeah, that's also true.
I mean, you know, the bad kids were always drinking.
Yeah,
right?
The bad apples.
But there was a certain, you know, different cliques at these parties where some people just weren't drinking. It wasn't necessarily a big deal or anything like that. But some of your, like, fondest memories, Valdez, of that teen era is going to house parties. And I know you and I have kicked around the idea again of doing the New Year's Eve because we love parties.
Yes.
We love house parties.
This is right up our alley.
But then I was kind of thinking, and I don't think a lot of teen movies anymore, but do they even show house parties at these
Well,
movies?
I'm trying to think. What's considered a teen movie nowadays?
Well, I guess, I don't even know if they have teen romance movies. Right? Because everything, the movie genre has changed so much. Uh-huh. Like, you're thinking movies in the movie theaters. They are only putting remakes and giant tentpole movies in the theaters.
Right.
But even.
They're not taking the time to put a movie together that's going to only gross maybe $10 million, $20 million.
Are they still even making movies for 18-year-olds out there? Or teenagers?
I don't know. That's a very good question. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Maybe we're just so far removed, but if they were big films, we would know about them.
Maybe I'm trying to think that'd be more so the straight to Netflix genres.
What was that high school film you were with what's her name? Fat Amy. That you were hyping up a couple years ago. Dude.
That is,
you said it was so funny.
It's the funniest movie.
She loses her memory.
She was a cheerleader. She might have been the head cheerleader, mm-hmm. and she like fell off the pyramid and then hit her head on the gym floor and then woke up in a coma.
Like 20 years later,
and she thought it was still like 2000.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh God! Now you're gonna make this. You know what? If you haven't watched that movie, you have to watch it. It's silly.
Now look, they may not be making as many movies for teens, but there has to be. Like The Outer Banks is huge. They have shows, and I'm sure, you've seen all of Outer Banks. Are they having house parties on that show?
No, not necessarily.
Really?
Not necessarily. They have like beach bonfires.
That's kind of similar.
There's some of that.
But the 90s, like every movie that came out in the 90s or 2000s, Valdez, I'm sure you could think of a ton. Like there was always, the theme was a giant party.
Well, like, that was the premise. That was the entire setting of Can't Hardly Wait.
Right. These are just ones off the top of my head. Clueless.
What's the one? 10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things I Hate About... Okay, which one has Heath Ledger in it?
That's 10 Things I Hate About
what
You.
What was the other one? Can't Hardly Wait?
You're thinking about She's All That.
Okay, which one is with Seth Green in the backpack?
That's Can't Hardly Wait.
Okay, Mandy.
Where they're locked in the bathroom?
Yes.
Can't Hardly Wait.
Okay.
Where his whole premise is, I'm at this party to get pussy.
Yeah. Even further back, I mean...
American Pie, classic, Giant Party,
Encino Man,
I guess
Superbad.
Do you know
every movie for teenagers?
The last one I can think of is Project X.
Yeah, but that was like 15 years ago.
That was 2012.
Yeah,
I know that because I watched it.
Is that when you officially aged out of those movies?
Yeah, I think that was the peak of the mountain. I put that on because Netflix has a documentary of the real Project X party where the movie was inspired by. And I told my fiance about, hey, I really want to watch this documentary. It's about the Project X. It's based off the movie. She hadn't seen the movie, so I put it mm-hmm. on. I said, well, how do you not seen this movie? It makes you want to go rage at a house party.
I just feel like, I hate old man radio, right?
Right.
Even though I love nostalgia radio, I hate old man radio, like things were better or not on our day type radio.
By the way, Senior Year is the Rebel Wilson, Fat Amy movie.
Okay, Senior Year.
If you haven't watched, you know, I need all the biddies to watch it and give me that.
My review of it wasn't that good. Valdez loved it, so... I watched the whole thing, I guess. But
if you're a Valdez stan, it's right up your alley. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
I just don't like. Where are they hanging out if there's no house parties?
Well, that's a whole separate question. The question is, are they really hanging out? Right.
I think. What they're doing is they are hanging out. Like on a Friday night, you'll have like, you know, guys and girls getting together. But I just think like they're sitting around watching movies and the parents are upstairs.
Well, that happened too. Like you would go to the basement.
Yeah, but
of the cool parents'
house. That would
house.
Be like a Friday night. You know, you would have a chill night with friends like a Friday night. And then Saturday night or vice versa was like you were sneaking out to a rager somewhere. And I wasn't always drunk, but I drank. I didn't always drink, but I definitely feel like almost every weekend there was some sort of
you were going to someone's house.
Disobedient house party where these kids were just crushing Bud Lights and acting a fool.
Well, even if you weren't at a house party, it was a makeshift. You would go to the park, some parking lot.
Yeah.
Or you would go, you know, someplace that didn't really have lights, and like you would go walk down. This was the complex, like the baseball mm-hmm. fields. Like you would go park somewhere, walk into the baseball fields with like your cooler or backpack, and you would hang out there. It was usually Friday, because after the Friday night lights, you would go out to the whoever's house was hosting the party that night.
No, not for us, because you had the game on Friday, right? And so like there wasn't enough time to like either the guys hosting the party were playing in the game. Like you didn't have enough time for those nights started too late.
Okay. All I remember is it seemed like Friday and Saturday there was always something. It would, and then it would always rotate houses. It wouldn't just be at it would be between two people's actually three people's houses.
I never threw a house party.
You didn't?
Not in high school. College, of course.
It's one of the most.
It sounds like a rush.
It's one of the most nerve-wracking things in the world.
I didn't want to deal with that stress. Like, I would have my buddies over if my parents were out of town.
That's different, having your buddies.
We would, like, smoke weed and things like that. But I never had a house party.
I threw one house party. We had two kegs.
But didn't your neighbors all know? Like, my neighbors would always, like, be too involved in my life. They would tell my parents. That's why I never did anything like that.
I'm sure... My parents had this "don't ask, don't tell" thing, where they probably knew shenanigans were going on,
yeah,
but they would never say anything to me. And if I didn't do anything too stupid, I would be okay. But I mean, the cops came, the nicest cops in the world too. They said, "Can you just basically turn the music down?"
Were you always the guy that talked to the cops?
I was the cop guy.
Why were you? Because you.
I don't know. Maybe I got it.
I don't see you as a cop guy.
Why?
Because you're not a diffuser.
You need
someone to just like be able to shoot the S with them. You were the guy too drunk and being too rowdy. You were the party boy they were trying to hide.
No, I don't know. Maybe because everyone else was too scared to talk to him. I would typically talk to him. But I mean, that specific time, it was my house. So I wanted to talk to the cops, but they didn't do any. They didn't really arrest anybody. Cops don't really do that. But I had one big house party where my deck collapsed.
Oh yeah. Mm.
Well, it didn't really fall to the ground. One of the joists in the deck
basically too many buffaloes.
I had the whole Chesapeake women's rugby team on my deck, and then one of the joists gave out.
Yeah.
But when you're doing that, you're so on edge too, because you don't want anyone puking in your basement and having to clean up. You don't want anyone punching a hole through the wall that you gotta spackle. I caught this one drunk guy basically getting ready to pee in the corner of my basement. Like he was so intoxicated that he thought he was in the bathroom and was getting ready to whip it out. And I had to go put him in the yard and say, if you're going to go do this in the yard.
So one of the Gen Zers, Valdez, mm-hmm. replied to this thread that's going on, right?
Okay.
And he says, parties are boring. A bunch of people standing around drinking. What's so fun about that?
All right. Yeah. Well, if you don't want to drink, that's fine. That's your choice. But but sitting around with the boys, having a beer, getting a little loose, smoking and joking is a good time to me.
And somebody responded, "What's so fun about that? Conversations, meeting new people, making new friends, feeling good, music, dealing with the issues, talking with police nicely, ... The phone ruined it all."
Oh, so this person is theorizing, just being on your phone nonstop was the end of the house party.
I, there might be a connection there. I mean, the timeline does match up where you didn't have that distraction, right? And I fully admit, like, I hate how much I'm looking at my phone.
So do I. I hate it as well.
And the rush of it, of the notification rush or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. News gathering.
The refresh on the news feed. I hate it. I would love a cleanse. I would absolutely love a cleanse. I think I'm too far gone. But I would absolutely love, like, just get me back to the numbers.
I know. I envy Jason's lifestyle where he never got on social media. Mm-hmm. I envy it.
It's a crippling addiction.
It's head in the sand. What you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah.
But for this job, it's necessary.
Not necessarily. You could grind it out on a web page and everything like that.
That sounds like torture to me. But are they saying the interactions that you would get at the party get through the phone, or are they
your phone is just so much more available and addicting that you're just staring at it all the time. And when people go to parties and stuff, they're not I don't know. They're not maybe trained enough to socialize like that. I'll tell you what, Valdez. Last Thursday, that was a throwback to me.
Right.
Me, you, and Mar out at the bar. I thought about it a few times. It's just I don't get the opportunity to do this a lot.
I will say I've been thinking about it a lot too.
Really?
Yes.
There's a part of me that just was like it was a good old days type thing. Right?
Uh-huh.
Out with the boys, not on your phone, just messing around, doing bits,
wacky shit,
talking shit, yeah, whatever we were doing.
I know.
And for, you know.
Having floating theories by each other.
Now, that wasn't a house party.
No, but it was the same vibe.
Somewhat similar. I just don't get an opportunity to do it. I'm making a mid-year resolution. Okay. July. I got to get out.
I like
friends.
That.
In fact, I got to make more friends. So I have the opportunity to do stuff like that more often.
Okay.
Right. And that's kind of a hard thing. It's kind of like you're 40 something years old. How are you going to make friends, new friends, or people that you're more like socializing friends? I got friends that I can text and send reels to.
Well,
or whatever,
Mar brought this up and said, we are all in the epicenter of Reston.
Yeah.
Like it's very easy for all of us to get together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't have to be
but why does it take
Haley's Comet?
Why does it take me hanging out with a 25-year-old to feel alive again?
Do you think
not that Mar was like some all-star that night. It was
vibe. Do you think we could have had that fun together, just me and you, or is this a Three Musketeer thing?
Well, I did love Mike, but I think it was I had a lot of fun living vicariously through him.
Yes.
On the hunt.
Yeah, no, right? I felt the same way. It was like I felt 25 again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it also helped that I had a bunch of friends that showed up too, and then Mar's friend was like we had a group.
Yeah, we had a good. It was a good group. I'm also realizing I don't have a guy.
What do you mean?
I don't have a guy. Like right now in my life, I don't have a guy.
You're going to need to explain that.
Okay.
To me.
I need a man is what I'm telling you. I need I have friends that, again, I have friends that live in Chicago, that live in Washington State.
Yeah.
I have friends that live here, but they're married and have kids, and they're kind of like me, and they don't ever leave their house.
Mm-hmm.
I need a guy. I need a guy that I like. You already have your friend group.
Well,
a friend group. You have your own friend group. No, I know I can hang out with you anytime, right?
I mean, what about introducing you to the friend group? Would that be something you're into?
Yes and no, but that's also like your group, your guy, your Jack and RP and all them. Like that's your crew.
Okay.
I don't need a crew. I just, I got, like my friend Trey, he's, you know, married too, and he's the closest thing I got. And I've only hung out with him a few times or Dallas, but Dallas has got a zillion kids.
Okay.
And so like, and Dallas lives over in Point of Rocks far away from
you. This is what you need. You need a vacation friend. like a friend that doesn't have the same circumstances as you, that doesn't have kids, right?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what you need, because you need something to reset yourself instead of and being around also, with Blake and Tinsley nonstop.
You know what? Also, what it was. It was like I can go to Glory Days and sit there. I don't want to watch a game like that. Like, I do like that too. I don't want to eat a burger and watch a game.
Where you're talking about the game. Oh, they should go for it.
No, right? There was something different about Thursday night. It was the boys backs against the wall, scoping out the scene, chatting with people walking, everybody walking by. Like, it was just different. It was a throwback to me.
We weren't even watching anything.
I didn't even know anything was on TV.
We literally had conversations.
That is what I
conversation between yes. I guess six, seven people.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 hours?
That is what I'm getting at. That is what I'm craving right now in my life. No sports on TV. I don't want to go to a sports bar. I want friend or friends to go to a bar with and sit there and drink and shoot the
people
shit.
People watch.
If you're interested in that, honestly, send me a DM. I'm opening it up. I need new friends.
You got to be
entertaining, though.
What's on the resume for
here's the thing. You have to be entertaining. You don't have to be like Bobby Shambles type crazy. But here's what I like. I like a friend that can
a little bit of spontaneity.
I don't like carry the conversation.
Like, Does that make sense? We do that enough for work.
I don't know. Like, when I'm with a friend, I'm a kind of guy a lot of times. It's hard for me.
I will say, you kind of are a man of a few words when you're out.
That's hard to admit. It is hard to admit, Matt. I like crazy friends.
Okay.
My friends were always bad boys. I was friends with the bad boy in high school.
You would love RP.
Really?
Yes. RP crazy.
But RP's your guy.
So okay. What? We can share our guy.
I need to bring one of my new guys to your group. Then I would feel better about it.
You're a package deal?
Well, I don't want to be the fifth wheel of you and Jack and RP and Jack's wife and all that.
Well, Jack's sister and Jack's sister friend.
They're all awesome. But I don't know them that well. But I need someone to lean on while you guys are like talking about golf or whatever. Right? I don't know. Thursday was perfect. Last week was perfect. I can't draw it up. But if that was the perfect play, all right? Sean McVay, the perfect
you had an immaculate inning.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't realize that. But I was thinking, I was replaying that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you brought up that story about house parties and basically socializing is in the tubes, that entire weekend was spent by everyone just sitting around smoking and joking. I'm going to use that line for Mar a lot.
Yeah.
Smoking and joking.
Yeah.
That is the key to a successful, I guess, friend group / socializing hour / happy hour that we went to. You know what? I could tell you were craving that too.
I don't,
because you were blowing up Mar's phone when we were on the course together. It's almost like you had the FOMO that we were out there bonding.
I didn't have the FOMO. I was worried that I knew that the scene was set. Like, it was a perfect setting for us to have a smash night. And I knew was worried
stars
about
stars were aligned.
The stars were aligned, and I didn't want the opportunity to pass us by. So that's why I was checking in. I wasn't missing out you guys playing golf together. I just wanted to make sure you weren't going home.
No. I told you. I said if Drab's really going, mm-hmm. I'm going to go, because I knew if you were dying to go out, it would be special.
All right, but here's what I need you to be, no pressure.
Yeah, okay.
I need you to be entertaining.
I don't mind, my
applicants. okay.
Well, I know.
Because Mar was entertaining.
Yes.
Right? He'd bark in and hoop.
I'm not going to lie. Right. Mar was the alpha of our group.
Well, he was kind of a clown, but.
I know. Well, that's good.
A class clown. I love a class clown.
Yes.
If you're a class clown, or you like to smoke, or you drink a little bit too much, you get a little out of control, and I can reel you back in, you're my kind of guy. All right, okay. I'll be the straight. I'll be the straight man. You be the wild man.
You're a good cop. I need a bad cop.
Exactly. All right? I can't have two boring people together.
Especially. Well, here's going to be your problem. Mm. All right, you're going to get your applicants.
Yeah.
Okay. And we love our listeners, but sometimes they just, you know, like, oh my, all right, do something funny. You know what I mean? Say something funny.
No. I'll indulge you every once in a while with, yeah, like, tell you what Jason's really like or whatever. You know, I'll dangle that carrot to keep you interested.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I need you to carry the water. All right. You're the every down back.
You need a Chris Farley.
Not running Chris Farley.
No. Sloppy party guy Chris Farley.
Exactly.
No. Not Pacers Farley.
I need a bad influence on my life. If you're a bad influence, hit me up.
You know, give your bad influence criteria. You want somebody who's a little on the edge, right? But not crazy.
Yeah, like
you can't be like a wild man, crazy guy.
No, I don't want the police to be involved. Yeah. You probably drink too much.
Sometimes your boys have to call an Uber for you.
Yeah.
If that happens once a month, you might be Drab's guy.
I'm not, you know, you smoke a little weed, that's fine. I'm not going to be doing coke with you or anything like that. But if you go, like, sneak away or something, I don't know. I know people have done that before. That's not my bag. You probably either single or divorced. Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Maybe you're in a relationship. I don't care.
Or your girl's super cool about it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
I just don't want you to be so bored that you're also boring.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, you can't be worrying about your chick, right? Your friend applicant, right?
No. Get it, yeah.
There's no, actually, that was also the
no check-ins.
that was part of the best part is, yeah, that there was the only chick talk that was going on was like who Mar needs to spit game at. Like there was no, she's making me do this.
It just reminded me, Matt, of being back at ASU or in college. And because when I would go out, I think I've told you this before, I was never really on like trying to meet girls at the bar. I was just always there to get rowdy with the boys. And for whatever reason, that just kind of reminded me. Like, the girls are always secondary to me. Earlier in my life,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's just table dressing, or it's just something in the background.
Okay.
The real gem is just shooting the ass with the boys. And just be clowning around.
Yeah, playing grab ass.
Waiting to get kicked out of the, you know, have a bouncer drag you out of the bar. Okay? That's what I'm looking for. If you're interested, hit me up. That had been in the back of my mind, then I see the house parties thing, then I'm feeling nostalgia about house parties today.
Wait, are you going to go to, we got invited to Mars friend's housewarming party. Are we going to go to that?
No, but that was a little bit awkward for me.
What, going to
the chalet? The chalet was a little bit awkward for me.
What do you mean?
So there was nobody there, but I could see myself like being asked to go back there.
You mean that night?
So we went to, you guys were golfing. We are supposed to meet at Reston Town Center. I call Mar. Mar calls me. And I'm like, where are you guys at? And he goes, quick change of plans. We're not going to Reston Town Center first. We're going to the chalet. Okay. Again, the chalet is some dude's dumpy apartment in Reston.
I think it's a townhouse.
Whatever. Kyle, the kid's name was Kyle, but nice guy. So I walk into the chalet, guys. Keep in mind, I'm 43 this month. I walk into the chalet, and there's mold on the ceilings.
I mean, black. It's got to be black mold.
And snowboards on the wall, like an art decor of random snowboards on the wall.
What's the brand where it has the water and the fire element?
They were elements. Yeah, they were like burdens. I don't know what they were.
And then I almost felt like I was back in college.
It was. Because right when I walked in that place, I was like, oh, God, I feel so old. Everyone knows I'm old. Don't be old. I just felt so old. And there was only like two people there. If I went back there, I could just see myself like Mar going, hey, come back to the chalet. And I walk in and it's all 24-year-olds. I would die. Like, it would just be so awkward. Yeah, I can't be hanging out with 25-year-olds.
Well, I thought it just made me chuckle when he goes, hey, why don't you grab a beer while you wait? I go, okay. Mm-hmm. I go, are they in the fridge? He goes, yeah. And I open up the fridge. And it's in the kitchen. And it's literally a barren, a bachelor fridge. And he goes, no, the beer fridge. Yeah. not mine. And they have a beer fridge in their living room.
It was just a throwback to a different kind of night, a bygone era. But yes. I enjoyed it. It was a fun time, and I know you're out all you're socialized more than me, so I don't know if it was quite the change of pace for you as it was for me.
You mean like that weekend, chalet?
No, that night just in general, because you're out at bars more often than I am, or hanging out with the guys, or the 19th hole, or whatever it is. I just don't get an opportunity. I got that opportunity a lot with Big O and Dukes.
Okay, well then, how is
and
this
that
different?
Died 5 years ago? Well, Big O and Dukes, there were no women. There weren't women the other night, but like again, we were living vicariously of Mar,
right?
On Big O and Dukes, there was never any women there. And like they
we were telling Mar stuff to say to these women mm-hmm. at the bar, and Mar would go right up to him and say it word for word.
Yeah,
and like that was a movie, as the kids say.
Yeah, yeah. If you're interested, hit me up if you want to just hang out.
Do you want to run it back, as the kids say?
Oh, we should definitely run it back. Right, it's not as good as
I know. How often are we running it back? Because like if you're doing this every weekend, you're gonna get burnt out of it.
I don't know. My weekend's free right now. I mean, I don't have like you could tell me.
I'm alone all weekend.
Oh really?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, Mars in Charlotte.
Mars in Charlotte.
All right. So probably not happening this weekend. I mean, just if you want to actually run it back.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you know.
We do a lot of house hanging, like at Jack's.
No house hanging. Unless there's a keg and a party, or we're at a bar. I don't want to sit around and just stare at our phones.
No, we don't do that.
Okay. There's no phones.
I mean, there's a phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, but there's something on the TV, and then we're talking shit.
Right. Right. All right. That's better than me sitting at home.
Okay.
Well, I'm not trying to insult you. Just like the same vibe of like going to Glory Days and watching the game and talking to your friend and then checking your notifications every 2 seconds or whatever.
No. Like I understand what you're saying. You need
distraction.
Yes. You need
energy.
Energy. Yeah. Okay. I got you.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
Hey, speaking of energy.
Speaking of energy.
I got to let you know that this episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep. Show your support for the newly social drab and myself by going to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. And when you get there, use that promo code Bitties to save 10% on every order. Need a quick boost before hitting the town, drabby, before going to Jackson's? Take a 2 ounce energy shot. I'm really big into the 2 ounce energy shots right now. Or get a 12 ounce can. Drab pounds the sugar free. Don't Sleep. Get some swag while you're at it. Don't Sleep makes you great. Hey, when we get back, we got to talk about cakes at the World Series of Poker. And I got a story for you that happened last week. That's going to leave you shocked, Drabby. It's going to leave you shocked.
All right. Can't wait. All right.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 178. Hey, a huge topic on the junks all week has been Cakes' run at the World Series of Poker main event. we were lucky enough to have him call in and give us updates. He's been tweeting a bunch of updates as well. Congratulations to Cakes for cashing $17,500 in the main event. He outlasted some pros, notable pros like Phil Hellmuth. I believe he outlasted Daniel Negreanu. So congratulations, Cakes.
That's pretty cool.
And featured on the TV coverage, I guess you would call it, YouTube coverage that they had going on as well. He got interviewed. So
a big week for Cakes. It's a bucket list moment for him.
I know. He got to check off one of those lifelong dreams that he has. I'm actually surprised that Cakes hasn't played in this sooner. I was thinking a lot about that.
Like, well, he's not going to spend $10,000. I can't believe people spend $10,000. They better be like mega millionaires. When only like 15% of the people cash or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $10,000 is
a lot of money.
It's a lot of money just to donk off.
I do believe there are some people who qualify for the tournament through satellite events.
Okay.
I know that was a thing years ago where you would win like a $250 buy-in satellite where the first place gets a seat for the main event. Little things like that. And then they have those at like different casinos around the country. But congrats to Cakes. I don't want Cakes to take this as a slight.
Mm. Are you about to slight him?
Maybe. And I actually think Cakes would agree. But the people who are playing, like the people who typically cash in these things, all right, like the pros, Cakes is a recreational player, right? He's a recreational player. But even some of these recreational players or the people that play as much as Cakes, I mean, he has a tournament named after him once a month. He's playing a lot of poker. He plays a lot of poker. The people that do that, they have a gifted math brain. I don't think Cakes has a gifted math brain.
No. Like, is Cakes getting better at poker? Or is it just he had a good run?
No, well, I think he's getting better because he's been in these situations before.
Okay.
He's been around the block. Like he's had the reps.
Who are those genius brothers who opened the seafood place?
Dang brothers.
Yeah, okay. The Dang brothers.
No, but those guys.
So those are brilliant minds.
Yes. Like Phil Ivey. These people are able, not only if they've been through the ringer and they've seen a billion hands like Cakes has had, where he has had a bunch of reps, but these people are gifted math minds where they're able to do. Think of the analytics nerds that are on staff of football teams and baseball teams and everything. Like these are the type of minds that are doing this.
Right.
They have the ability to calculate how much money is in the pot with the number of outs left and if it's advantageous to bet or to call the bet or to raise the bet and so on
is
and so forth.
Is Cakes doing that or is
Now, I don't know if Cakes is doing this, but it seems very unlikely that Cakes is going through his brain like a computer and saying, well, this is advantageous for me to call here.
I thought it was. Didn't JP say today, well, it's obvious that Cakes is the best poker player on the junkies? Or he said something like that, which I thought was kind of interesting because I don't know if that's true. I mean, Cakes is just the one playing more. But
well, who would be better than Cakes?
Well, I mean, Cakes bust out early all the time in the Cakes Classic, like in 10 minutes or, you know, whatever, an hour. To me, like Cakes isn't a step above anybody else. I think he's had a good run. I don't see why you or Jason or Bickle or JP, no, because I know he's terrible because all he wants to do is double up right away, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why Cakes would be a better player than you guys.
I think he's a better,
I don't understand the separation.
I think he's just better because he does it more.
But would he, Bickle's played a billion hands
in
his life.
I know.
Would he be better than Eric?
I mean, Eric's
the years at the Borgata,
I think
who did the best? Was it Cakes?
I don't think any of the guys did the best.
Yeah.
My dad has two caches, And my dad can't compute pot odds. But I think it's
the
just
the problem with the other guys, they get bored.
Yes.
Cakes doesn't get bored.
Yes. Cakes is willing to sit there and be patient and wait his turn.
Yeah.
To get a score.
Right.
Everyone else can't really do that.
Gets antsy, yeah.
But I would say Eric does have a very good poker resume, I guess, when he used to play online a lot. You weren't around on the show when that was going on, were you?
No, that ended pretty much right when I started. So Black Friday, whenever that was before I started.
When Eric played, Eric had this HUD that he would be like on his Party Poker or Poker Stars or Full Tilt.
Yeah.
Where it would have like statistics on it. Like if you three bet. That's why if you bet this certain amount, this person's going to fold. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it was a computer system.
Mm.
And it was like it would anticipate almost. It was almost like AI.
That sounds like cheating.
A lot of the people had it. Like you could hook it up, and then it would find out everyone's hands history.
Yeah,
and you could have a higher probability if you bet this amount, this person will fold, or so on and so forth. Not saying that they.
Well,
would
I remember
do it.
He got up to 21,000 on whatever website, Bovada or whatever it was, and they froze his account.
Yeah, yeah, Full Tilt.
Mm-hmm. A Full Tilt. Yeah, okay.
But I couldn't be in Vegas for seven days by
too,
himself.
That's too boring.
That's why he was tweeting like a maniac too.
Yeah,
because he had no interactions with anybody. He didn't know anybody out there. I actually have one question about all of this. How is the tax going to work? Because
I don't know.
Because Cakes got staked. Right. Mm-hmm. So he has a percentage swap with a company who bought the entire buy-in for Cakes. For Cakes is 35% of all winnings. So Cakes is out there playing on behalf of this company. The company isn't registered in the main event. Cakes is.
Yep.
So Cakes has to pay.
Did Cakes get swindled?
Cakes has to pay taxes on the $17,500.
Yes.
And then split that $17,500, 65-35. So Cakes is paying taxes on the $17,500, but essentially only gets $6,125 of that money.
Cakes only took
Out of that stack, Cakes only gets $6,000.
There must be a way. He must be able to like send them a 1099 or something like that where they somehow offset the tax.
But
because this happens all the time. People are staked in poker tournaments all the time.
Right.
There must be a system.
I mean, I don't get
otherwise Cakes is not didn't probably lost money.
Considering
the flight and all the money and all
now,
that.
Now, I don't know his room situation because Cakes is the poker ambassador of MGM. There's lots of MGM properties out in Vegas. So I don't know if he had to pay money for a room. But if you add up the flight, which, by the way, he had to move multiple times. Mm-hmm. So this flight that he's getting isn't some $200 Southwest number, right?
He's down $1,000 in flight.
It's got to be $1,000 in flight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eats. So 7 days worth of eating in Vegas. Okay. And I mean, and food out in Vegas is astronomical.
It's at least 500.
So 500 in food, 1,000 in flights. And let's just say he has to pay a bargain rate for a hotel room. Because I don't know if he can get seven nights of comped rooms during the World Series of Poker at the Strip.
So are you saying he spent another $1,000 in hotel?
He might have spent another $1,000 in hotel.
So what is that? That's $2,500.
That's $2,500. All right, then how much is the tax hit going to be on $17,500?
Yeah, I mean a lot.
Okay,
he may have lost money.
He may have lost money.
If he didn't play it correctly, he lost money. Going out there,
you would think Cakes would have the wherewithal, especially being in the poker community. He would have the wherewithal to think about that instead of it being in hindsight and kind of having a deal already worked out.
This is what a friend texted me last night. All right,
okay.
I'm not saying I agree with this, but he's the one that put this in my head.
He said, cakes. All that for a few K. Big whoop. All right. This is after he went.
By the way, he's in his moment of glory right now.
Literally right after he busted.
Yeah.
He said, how much will he even take home after paying the feeder back? Hotel, flights, food. He probably broke even. Honestly, I love cakes, and it's awesome that he went, but what a colossal waste of time for some change. I'm not even rich enough that 5K isn't a lot of money, but it doesn't seem worth everything he had to do to get it.
Oh, by the way, not to mention you got to tip the dealer. You got to tip the dealers.
Yeah.
So that's probably another $500.
If his, where'd he say it? Paris?
Yes, which, by the way, is hosting the World Series of Poker.
Yeah.
So everyone is staying at Paris.
They may have paid for his hotel. If the hotel and flight wasn't comped, that's a show.
and then think about his hourly rate, okay? Mm-hmm. How many hours is he playing a day? All right, so he got up to three total days.
Does get this. He gets to tell people he cashed in the main event.
Yes,
that's a notch on the belt. Yeah,
but I'm trying to figure out so they're playing what 10 hour sessions.
Mm-hmm. Elite, yeah.
So that's 10 hours a day so that's 40 hours. So what was it? What was his hourly rate that he was playing? You think?
I don't know how much the taxes are. So I don't know how it all worked out and what he actually made and lost. But yeah. it wasn't a big windfall.
It was a life experience.
Now, his own – what about JP? What about JP? He kept saying off air. Maybe he said it on air.
I wanted to bring it up.
Okay, bring it up.
Because it was an insight into JP's brain.
Yes.
So we're talking about his 17-5 score and then about the company that he mm-hmm. did the deal with. And then JP said multiple times.
I think he said on air, didn't he?
I don't think he said off air, he was
hammering us with us.
I don't think he said it on air. Maybe he did and we were just tuning out or something. If I were Cakes, I would demand the entire 17-5.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what? You go, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, Cakes promoted them promoted that company nonstop. He did it on air a couple of times, which I don't think is legal.
Yeah. All right. He's trying to get Cakes in trouble.
All of a sudden, JP works for the FCC.
Yeah.
All right. The show's littered with
plugs.
Plugola. Yeah. So apparently he's the sheriff on that now. And then he goes, and then he wore the clothing. He wore the clothing with it. And even got it on TV. So if I were him, I would say, hey, you know, you guys made out like this. I think I should keep the entire 17-5.
Such an insight into a deal's a deal, JP.
The parameters of the deal shouldn't change because of factors that you didn't think about.
Now they might give him a little bit more or they maybe not, but Cakes should not expect that.
No.
The deal was that Cakes wore their logo and promoted them because they paid the buyer.
Yes. There's no that was the deal that was set in stone. That's the deal that was set.
Yeah.
JP wouldn't want an advertiser like Surf. JP wouldn't want Surfside to say, hey, you know, JP, you're not really drinking Surfside. So we're going to take away mm-hmm. some of the sponsorship because, you know, you don't really drink that. You haven't been drinking that much this summer.
Also, the company didn't. No one's signing up for that website because Cakes was wearing it. Not enough, at least, to make their money back. I don't know why they did it, but
I was thinking like if they were to go above and beyond and mm-hmm. this would be completely above and beyond. I would ask for my initial buy-in back of 10K and Cakes can keep the red meat, the 7,500. Like that's if and that mm-hmm. is and that is being super, super, super charitable with your money
where they don't make anything
where they it? Don't make they yeah. don't make a dime off mm-hmm. of it. They're very happy with the promotion. Yeah. They feel like Cakes deserves more, like at least take your buy-in back. Like then it's almost like you're stealing from them.
That would be fair. I'm sure they'll work out something, come down to a certain percentage of the numbers. And, you know, Cakes did.
It would be very Cakes. Just
an insight into Cakes, to JP's brain.
But it would be very Cakes. All of it. It would be very Cakes for his crowning moment, and he ends up losing money from it. That does make me chuckle just a little bit.
All right.
Speaking of swindled, I want to tell you a story that happened to me, last week.
Sure.
So I'm going to a wedding not this weekend, next weekend. All right. It's, on the Eastern Shore. It's near St. Michael's. I want you to think of Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Wedding Crashers.
Okay.
Wasn't Wedding Crashers on St. Michael's?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a very famous inn that's there. Mm-hmm. It's not at that location, but it's
the one
nearby.
You're going to is not the
correct,
the
but it's the crashes. Same, but it's the same vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in January, I found this deal on this suit. Okay. I needed a new suit for this wedding because I couldn't wear my funeral suit. I have a designated funeral suit or my big, thick navy blue. I could have gotten away with it, but I needed something a little more
summery.
Yes, exactly. Perfect.
So you got a summer suit.
So I got the summer suit. I got it for like $50, the suit and the pants.
Yeah.
I think without it being on sale, all in all, it would have been $399. So it was a mega steal.
Yeah.
I felt like EB and TJ Maxx. So finally, I'm trying on the suit, making sure everything's ready, good to go. And I put it on and it's way too big on me. The suit, the jacket's way too big. I knew going into it that it was going to be too big.
Where did you buy it at?
I got it online.
Oh, online. Okay.
Like menswarehouse.com or whatever.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So I got it online and I knew the size was going to be a little iffy, but it was such a good deal that.
Is that a thing you can do? You can buy it over like a suit that's too big for you?
Definitely. So it was too big for me.
Like a really, can you take any size suit and make it fit you almost?
I don't think it's too small.
But
you can't get like a Dick Tracy suit and then all of a sudden have it be form fitting.
All right. But if it is too big, like if you're more muscular than me, if I bought a suit that fit you perfectly.
Yeah.
And I bought it for me.
Yes. They could.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I had no idea.
So, the price was so good and I knew it wouldn't fit, but I can't turn this down. I'll make it work.
Mm-hmm.
So I try on the suit, the jacket, the sleeve's a little too long on both sides. It's a little big, like in the back.
Off the rack.
The pants, maybe they're a little bit too long. They don't really come down where they should be. And like, they should be more of a tailored fit around the bottom of the leg.
Okay.
So I go to get it tailored. And I go in there.
Now, where do you go? I don't even know where, like an actual tailor.
Yeah. An actual tailor.
They have, I don't even know where you find a tailor. If you want a bad tailoring job, you can go to the cleaners.
Yeah. This is a legit.
Or to Nordstrom.
No, this is a legit tailor. Okay. It was in the mall.
Oh, okay.
Like they have a legit tailor.
Like a booth?
It's not. No. It's like a store. It's right next to the Spencer's. Or the hot
Lassie.
Topic or the hot topic.
Okay.
So I go in, I walk in there. Nobody's in there and I'm looking around and I'm holding my suit to go get fixed because the wedding's like a week away and they need time to do it. So, and then all of a sudden this Asian lady comes out from back and she's going and I say, and she goes, hello. And I go, hey, I gotta get this suit taken in. And she goes, oh, and she goes, first thing she says is, oh my God, what a beautiful suit. What a beautiful suit.
Nice job impressing the tailor.
she said it nonstop. And then when she's looking like through the suit, she's doing the finger, feeling the material like on Seinfeld. She's like, oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. And then she looks in the inside and there's like they have a paisley design on the inside.
Nice, yeah, nice.
It looks great.
Okay.
All right. And she kept saying, beautiful suit. And then she goes, you go try it on. And I go change and I walk out and I got the suit on. It's a little baggy. And then as soon as I walk out, she goes, you look sexy. You look sexy. You look sexy. Like nonstop.
Sexy? She actually
said the word sexy. It honestly was one of the best compliments I've ever had in my life. Like,
Was this lady hot?
She was about this 65-year-old Asian lady. Okay. All right. Why you think this is?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Some porno thing is going on here where some 37-year-old lady is telling you how hot you are.
No, sexy. Don't get confused.
Sexy. All right, sexy. Yeah, all right.
She's measuring me out. She's hemming it all the while, telling me how sexy I am, how great of a suit it is. Then finally, she's doing like the chest area and the back of it, and then she's going, "You have big chest." All right. So I'm smiling ear to ear.
Yeah. And she's noticing all your gains.
I go. You never. You're right. I do have a big chest. It makes it so hard to get suits that fit me well because I need big stuff up top and then it looks so baggy down below. She goes, you're so right. You a big chest. I see that.
Yeah. John Cena.
All right. And then she's doing my legs. She's hemming it up. Like she's literally like on the floor, like almost groveling
on her knees.
Yeah. She's literally on her knees right in front of me, telling me how sexy I am. And then she's hemming everything and taking it in. And then she goes, "All right, all done." All right. Took literally 5 minutes, 10 minutes if that. Okay. So I go change, and then she takes the suit, has all of the pins in them and everything about where everything.
Yeah, of course, huh? Yeah.
And she takes it around back, and then she's like writing down everything. She goes, "Okay, so two hems in the sleeve, one in the back of the suit, two hems on each leg," and she's writing it down on my ticket, and I can't really. Or her ticket, and I can't really understand what she's writing. She's got JP.
It's Taylor gibberish or whatever.
Taylor gibberish. It looks like shorthand, like waiter shorthand, like JP's chicken scratch.
Uh-huh.
Also, there's some Asian symbols. So, I couldn't really read it. And then finally, and so I'm ready to go. And I want you to take a look at my ticket right here. I want you to
still
read.
Still got the ticket?
Yeah, I still got the ticket because I'm going to go pick it
it's
up today.
It's an orange thing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're picking it up today?
Yeah. I want you to read. How much my tailor job was
all
for a
right.
suit.
Custom tailor. Whoa. Is that a two? That's a two?
Yes.
You got swindled, Valdez.
I know.
You paid $240 to get a suit tailored?
To get a $50 suit tailored.
Oh my God.
I was such in shock. I was sitting there with my card out.
She hyped you up and told you how sexy you were.
I know. Dumbfounded. I was in shock.
She could did you go in there clueless, like, "Oh, I've never done this before"?
No, I did not. I never really do that. I always pretend to I know what I'm doing at least.
Oh.
I was flabbergasted. And
do you think that
she literally already had the suit hanging up with all the, she would have had to take out all the pins.
I literally know nothing about suits.
I was held hostage.
I would ballpark that as $100 too much. If you said how much is a suit to Taylor, I'd say max $140.
I would have thought the same thing.
A deal at $110 or something.
I would have thought the same thing. Anywhere between.
I have no idea though. That seems very high.
Outrageous.
That's the third. Even if you buy a nice suit,
I could have gone to Men's Warehouse and gotten the buy one get one free.
Yeah, and you know what? I know how much they are. If you buy a suit from Nordstrom, now this is buying it from Nordstrom. Okay, and I only get my frame of reference is tiny on this because I bought a suit 2 years ago, 2 summers ago. My alterations were $9. When I brought it back.
See, now that's a gut punch.
I remember. And I actually remember the time they got 69. It's kind of a lot. I thought they were free here.
I know. I thought if you buy the suit, they'd do it for you.
That's what I thought, but they didn't.
So I couldn't believe it. I could not effing believe
that's
it.
That's too
and
much.
And I thought about you because you're the type of person, when you get held hostage, you just –
Oh, you cave?
You cave.
Yeah, I mean, I would have done the same thing. You just got to eat that bullet. You can't. At that point, you can't say.
I caved. I wish I said, well, give me my suit back. I'm not paying. That price is just way too much.
Hey.
But I didn't know. Could you negotiate a tailor? Like, could I negotiate it
possibly.
With her? Possibly. I'd say, I only can pay.
Well, I know this is a lesson learned for you and for me, and I know if I ever get a suit tailor, I'm going to ask them what are their price ranges.
Well, they had no board of.
I guess you wouldn't know until you see how much they're doing. Why don't you send me in there with a suit and see if she sexes me off?
I know.
Okay?
I know. That's
because
then
I'll know. Then we'll know for sure if she lied to you.
We're going
to
run a sting operation. Yeah.
Let's run a sting operation. If she starts telling me how hot and sexy I am and feeling my chest and what big muscles I have and everything, then we know she's just juicing you. So you make sure you follow through.
The entire ride home, all I could think about was, I said, well, she was just hyping me up.
Of course she was. My money. Because now once she told you how hot you were, once she had the pins in.
And then she thinks my suit's a piece of garbage. She doesn't really think it's a nice suit.
Well, there's no chance that you tell me it's even a massively on sale suit. That she was like, oh, what great lint. I mean, she sees suits all the time. You would have to bring in like a Gucci suit or something for her to be blown away.
Maybe.
Right? Not your 400 thread or whatever.
my linen pants. You might stop making friendly.
You have to bring in some of that fine Italian
Italian silk
fabrics, Valdez.
Yeah. So there's my.
Oh man, you did get duped.
Yeah. No tiki, no laundry.
No tiki, no laundry. You better bring that.
Yeah. Can you?
So you're picking it up today. Yeah. When do we get to see you in the suit? Can you not till this weekend?
I mean,
take lots of photos this weekend. I want to see
next
photos.
Next weekend. Next weekend.
All in $290 though. I guess that's not that bad. If you did get a steal on the suit.
I mean, all in all, it's like.
You did got ripped off, bro.
Do you think if I took, because I left the tag on it. Do you think if I.
Oh, you're going to return it? No, they'll be able to tell.
No. I mean, the lady Asian tailor saw how much the suit was. And was like, oh,
I'm gonna get over on him.
Yeah,
no, I don't know.
I know it's not. I know a $300 isn't expensive for a suit,
mm-hmm.
or $399, right. Whatever it was.
Yeah,
but maybe she saw that and was like, oh, if he spent this much on the suit, maybe he's willing to spend this much on the alterations.
They might just make up the prices.
I think they do.
She may have just felt and been like, this guy, I'm gonna tell this guy $240. I'll tell the next guy $75. I have no idea. How that works.
So.
Sorry, man. Sounds like you got banged pretty good.
I did. I got banged. Hey, that was my first Asian that banged me.
Yeah. A memorable one for sure. All right, guys. So, thanks for listening to the show this week. We didn't get into the junkies a lot. Just sometimes it goes that way. But congratulations to Cakes, and we'll have more for you on the junkies. All right. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.
See you next week.
Bye.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Bye.